up, everyone? Thank you for tuning into Tethered, a podcast dedicated to helping followers of Jesus stay connected to Him day by day. My prayer for this episode is that it would encourage you, challenge you, and propel you to abide more deeply in Jesus. I hope you're encouraged by this episode. Let's jump right on in. What's up, everyone? Once again, this is your host, Joey Morales. I really appreciate you listening to episodes here on Tethered. If you've been impacted in any way by these episodes, please subscribe to the podcast to keep up to date on when episodes drop, and please share with your friends and family on social media, however you share things. I would really appreciate it. This is season 2 of the podcast, dedicated to helping you understand your purpose for your life calling, how to stay tethered to Jesus moment by moment, day by day in your life calling, and walking away encouraged to live your life on mission to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. This is a bonus episode of Tethered. In this episode, we welcome back a guest who was featured in the previous episode of season 2. Jenna Dahl is back on the podcast. Jenna spoke with college students on April 10th, 2023, during an evangelism training event about how to share their faith using the tool MySharePal. Jenna spoke briefly about this tool during my interview with her on the episode Do Hard Things. We had Jenna's permission to record her talk about MySharePal and how this tool can be used to share the gospel with people in your sphere of influence and to help you live on mission. I'm excited to share Jenna's talk with you all and how college students were trained to live on mission as a result of this talk. Without further ado, here is Jenna's talk that she gave during this evangelism training event.
I thought I'd just start with, like, sharing my story and kind of, you know, just how I came to know the Lord and everything. So, grew up in a Christian home. That's the home right there. And so, gave my life to the Lord at a young age. But I'd say I truly, like, started living out my faith and making it my own whenever I was 12. And kind of what led to that was I was getting ready to kind of go to my first youth summer camp. And so, sat down with a group of girls I was going to be rooming with the week before we left. It was kind of just like your classic pre-church camp moment, you know? You're, like, sitting down with the people you're going to be rooming with, and we just went through and started sharing our stories, and it gets to one girl, and I remember her saying she was growing up in a Christian home, but she was choosing to not follow Jesus. And I'd say that was, like, the first time in my life when I realized that it was my responsibility to share the gospel with somebody, but I didn't know how, and so I didn't in that moment, but I went home and my dad taught me how to share the gospel using the system that MySharePal uses that I'll be walking through in a second. And so learned how to share my faith, went to camp, shared my faith for the first time with her, and she gave her life to Christ. And that was just when I was like, all right, this is what it's all about. Little 12-year-old me. I was like, come on, let's go. So since then, I'm now 17. I'm a senior in high school, and I've been able to share my faith over like 90 times and lead about 52 people to Christ. And so I don't say that to get recognition, but I just know that if I'm 17 and homeschooled and I've been able to do this, I just believe that everybody else can too. And so just super passionate about training people up to be able to also know how to share their faith. And then about a year ago, I was able to come on staff with my SharePal and just begin to do trainings and help other people understand how to share their faith too. And so with that, I wanted to just share some stats when it comes to sharing the gospel, because if we, you know, are believers and we understand that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and took the punishment that we ultimately deserved, it's like, why wouldn't we want to share that gift with others? But the reality is that less than 2% of Christians are actively sharing their faith, and 95% of those Christians have actually never led somebody to Christ. And so we know that there's a disconnect, and we know that a lot of people aren't doing it. But with that, 99% of leaders in churches and ministries believe that it's every believer's job, including the leadership, to share the gospel. And so it's like, we know we're supposed to be doing it, but we're not. And so what are some reasons that you think that people like wouldn't share the gospel? Or like, what are some, yeah.
Maybe because they're intimidated.
Intimidated, yeah.
May not know how.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not know how. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I simply didn't know how to share my faith. I had grown up in the church, and so I was always told to share my faith, but I didn't know how. A lot of people are scared. Yeah, afraid of rejection. Yeah, don't know what to say. Don't know how to start the conversation. A lot of times that's like a weird thing, right? Like, how do I go from like, hey, how are you? Like, do you know Jesus? Right? Like, that's, what's the transition within that? And how do you start that conversation? And before I get into that, like, I think the most important thing when it comes to evangelism is really just understanding what success is and sharing your faith, right? It's not leading someone to Christ, but success is me sharing my faith. And so once we understand our responsibility in sharing the gospel, then we can understand that, like, it's ultimately the scripture and the Holy Spirit's job to do the saving. And statistics tell us it takes someone up to 7 times of hearing the gospel on average before they actually give their life to Christ. And so you might be that first person, someone in the middle, or someone who gets to see them ultimately give their life to Christ too. And so we know that in Matthew 28:19, it says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So that's a commandment. We know that we're all called to make disciples. And then in Romans 10:17, it says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. And so we know that faith comes from hearing, right? A lot of times I hear like, oh, like, I'm just going to live it out. And if someone really wants to know why I'm different, they can come ask me, right? And sure, yeah, I hope your life looks different than the world, but also we're called to open our mouth and share. And so, because we know that faith comes from hearing, and in order for someone to hear something, we're going to have to open our mouths. So, and then also in Acts, it talks about, let me pull it up here. It's on my slides. It says, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus Christ has given me, the task of testifying the good news of God's grace. So I'm going to go ahead and have you guys download the app if you haven't already, my SharePal. I can pull up some QR codes if that's helpful. Or you can just type in my SharePal on the App Store. Let me turn my brightness all the way up. I don't know if you can see it, but you can download it. And it'll just have you create an account, and then it, I'll have you guys put in a ministry code. And what that ministry code will do is it'll just, once you guys get a group going, it'll help you be able to just keep track and see who's sharing the gospel and all of that kind of thing to be able to encourage each other. So. And then your ministry code is this. So, once you get to that point.
There's the ministry code, Josh.
So you can, on one of the tabs, if you go to My Ministries, I believe it's the second tab on there at the bottom. You can just hit the plus sign and then hit join ministry.
I made it memorizable for us. True 407. 407 is Orlando's area code.
Oh.
Yeah.
And actually, it might be, I think I might have just done capital C. Let me make sure.
Yeah, all right. Oh, 3 members, baby.
We'll be back after a brief break. Hey, what's up, everyone? We really appreciate you listening to episodes here on Tethered. If you've been impacted in any way by these episodes, please subscribe to the podcast to keep up to date on when episodes drop. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, will you please consider rating this podcast in your favorite podcasting app? Please leave us a comment. Finally, please share this podcast with your friends and family on social media or however you share things, we would really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to Tethered. Now back to the episode.
Yeah, I was the second member. Jenna was the first. Aren't you a part of a lot of them?
Yeah, I mean, I end up taking myself off of them so that way my numbers don't, like, mess up the stuff.
But be a lot of check, though.
Yeah. I mean, I can just search any of them up to see them.
She can check on you all at any time.
Make sure you're doing evangelism.
I see Noah has not shared the gospel in the last month. What's happening here? Okay, here, let me get off of this. Did you guys get the ministry code?
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, cruise 407.
And so, yeah, you'll be able to see your own stats on that to see, you know, how many times you've shared the gospel and led someone to Christ. And then also there will be, like, if you – to actually start a conversation. So I'll just show you guys really quick. If you're actually going to go start a conversation, you'd hit the combos button, the third tab at the bottom, and then hit the plus sign, and you just type the person's name and that you're sharing the gospel with and hit continue. And then it'll eventually keep track of the names and everyone you've shared with, so that way you can see them there. But we're going to go to the training section, so that last section on there, and it's just going to look exactly like it would look if you were sharing the gospel with somebody. Except the videos obviously wouldn't be there. So, yeah, I'm just going to walk through kind of the system that we use to share the gospel. When you guys share the gospel now, like, what would you say? Do you have a certain system you use, or is there something that you're taught, you've been taught?
So, I think the tool that I use a lot whenever we go and talk to random people is, like, a five-question survey. It's a crew tool. It's a quest
survey. It's called a quest survey.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it starts with, like, an opening question. It's like, what are three words you'd use to describe yourself? Mm-hmm. Second question is, what is something you want to accomplish before you die? Mm-hmm. Third is, what do you think happens after death? Fourth is, who do you think Jesus is? And five is, rate your desire to know God, assuming he's real, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
So that's the tool. Cool. I think we're most familiar with.
And then after they say, like, yes, like, maybe they're a 10, they want to know more about God, like, what is the system that you guys use to share? Is it encouraged to use, like, testimony or scripture or?
Yeah, so it's just presenting, like, it's modeled after a crew resource called the KGP, the Knowing God Personally. It's just a little gospel tract, so it just starts with a four-point gospel of, you know, God created the world and has a purpose for it. You know, sin separates us from God. Jesus reconciles us to God and forgives our sin. Mm-hmm. And four is our response to it. So generally, that four-point gospel can be interjected at multiple points throughout the five-question survey. It doesn't have to be at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's encouraged to do that.
Yeah, it used to be called the Four Spiritual Laws. Bill Bright created that to help kind of make it easier to get into a gospel conversation.
Yeah.
And okay, so I know another one that we use as staff is we use the bridge, like from the Navigators. That's one where we just, you know, use Romans 6:23 as the source text and show from there that we're all fallen in need of a Savior. Mm-hmm. And then from there be able to offer Jesus as the only way of salvation.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just curious. Because, I mean, as long as people are sharing the gospel, I ultimately don't care what tool they're using, right? Like, the goal is to just help people start these conversations. And my SharePal has helped me a ton with just sharing my faith. So, yeah, I think it's cool to just have some different tools. But, yeah, so I'll walk through the system that we use to share the gospel. So, first thing is, like, it's super, you know, conversational, right? Like, we start with asking questions to truly just begin to understand what the person believes in. And so the five questions are, do you have any kind of spiritual beliefs? To you, who is Jesus? Do you think there is a heaven or hell? If you died, where would you go and why? And then basically, after they have shared with you what they believe, then you just ask them, can I share with you what I believe about these things? So it's really just those questions are an opportunity to be able to, you know, hear what someone believes. You're showing them that you care about them and really just listening to them, because, you know, it's usually a new experience when someone gets asked what they believe in and someone doesn't try to interject to be like, well, actually, you know, and you're just like, oh, yeah, that's cool, interesting. And then you ask them the next question. And so then usually most of the time I would say after I've allowed them to talk to me about what they believe, then they're willing to hear what I have to say too. So just kind of goes both ways there. And then whenever I'm asking someone these questions, like, I guess I'll just give kind of a couple scenarios of what might happen when you ask someone these questions. So I think, first off, the first question about spiritual beliefs. Most people claim to be spiritual these days, and so it's not, like, a crazy question to start with. Like, I mean, sometimes it can be as simple as you see someone at a coffee shop journaling, and you're like, oh, I see you're journaling. Like, do you have any type of spiritual beliefs, right? Like, just that kind of thing, just spirituality. It's not, like, a weird thing to talk about anymore. And so that's a good just like starter question, not, you know, throwing them like, whoa, that was random, you know. And then to you, who is Jesus, right? Bringing up Christ to see how they view him. And then when you ask them about heaven or hell, I've had people say yes or no, but even if they say that they don't believe in either of those things, I still ask them where they think that they're going when they die. I think usually it just gets them like thinking about those things and to see, you know, where they think they're at. Especially if I'm sharing with like a high schooler or middle schooler, like if I ask them this question and they say they don't believe in either, they still like manage to tell me that they're going to heaven when they die. So they start to begin to think, maybe I actually haven't thought about what I believe, things like that. And so, yeah, just going through these questions. And then once they say yes to that last question, you know, you basically get their permission to get into the scripture, because you know, they are willing to hear what you have to say. So then we go straight into the scripture. The first verse on there is Romans 3:23. So for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So if I was sharing the gospel with you, I'd actually have you read that verse out loud for a couple reasons. The main one being, it just really keeps them engaged and like seeing the scripture and being able to read it for themselves and getting ourselves out of the way to let the scripture do the work. So they read that out loud, and then we ask them what that says to them. And so with each scripture, with each verse, we're helping them understand a different piece of the gospel. So you know, with Romans 3:23, we're trying to help them understand that everyone has sinned. And then, you know, Romans 5:8 is the next one, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so again, what does that say to you? So you're just going through each verse and helping them understand those different things. Now, if you ever forget what you're trying to help them understand or don't know what to say next, there's a little info button, and it'll tell you you're looking for an answer like, the result of sin is death, but God gives us eternal life through Jesus.
That's cool. Yep.
So just being able to even help guide you as you're sharing and help them understand those things too. And then Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then the next one is... John 17:3, now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And then Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the... Oh, does anybody else have a typo? Guys, we just updated the app, and I get told our app developer, I was like, evangelism training tonight, make sure you get through it. I'll screenshot that and send it to him, so that way we get that fixed. It's sorry perfect about for that. Training, yes.
Better us than 700.
Okay. I just inserted this say to you in between gift, it looks like.
Yes, I see that. Lovely. We'll get that fixed. okay, and then Proverbs 3:5-6. So we ask the question with this one. We're trying to help them understand what faith is. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. So talking about faith on that one. And then 2 Corinthians 5:15, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So helping them understand we're not living for ourselves anymore, we're living for Christ. And then after that, we kind of just have our closing questions to see if they want to give their life to the Lord. So are you a sinner? Do you want forgiveness of your sins? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for you and rose again? Are you willing to stop living your way and start trusting Jesus with how to live? Are you ready to know Jesus by building a relationship with him? And then if they say yes to all of those questions, there's a prayer on there if you need some guidance on that. But also if they say no to any of those questions, that's okay too. You did your part in sharing the gospel. Sometimes if, I would say like a pretty common question that people would say no to is the, are you ready to stop living your way and start trusting Jesus with how to live? So if they say no to that question, then totally okay. You can even ask them, you know, why. So that way when you are, like, having a follow-up conversation, you're able to. Of course.
Hi, Josh.
So that way you're able to, you know, have that follow-up conversation if you know them and things like
that. So you do encourage follow-up questions for, like, the last few questions, like, are you a sinner, stuff like that. So if they say no, you do encourage further discussion, or is that, like, beating a dead horse?
How
does that usually come off to people?
Yeah, so if they say no to those last questions, I might ask them why, so I understand, like, where they're coming from, you know, like, if they're, you know, not wanting to surrender their life to Christ, being able to understand maybe a little bit bigger piece about their life or a reasoning behind that. And then usually I don't try to convince them in that moment. I see this as kind of like the first initial conversation that you're having with someone, to present the gospel to them, or that way then whenever they say no, it's like, okay, yeah, and you're not just like, well, and then you start debating and that whole thing, and it's like, you know, that way then maybe in that next follow-up conversation you can be like, okay, great, like, can I reach out to you in like a week and, you know, just see where you're at and where you believe, or whatever, you know, however that conversation went. I think really if we're walking with the Spirit, he can kind of lead us in those ways, right, of knowing what to say next. But I definitely encourage this conversation being a time where you listen to what they have to say, you just share the scripture, and try to stay away from like opinions and things in that scenario. Usually.
Yeah, I like that this app, it's really simple, and it keeps kind of like the questions in their court, if that makes sense, when you ask them those questions. Like, we just do our part of listening.
Yeah.
And they do a part of answering those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like the simplicity of it. I like it when it says, like, what does this say to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really getting to just see the scripture for themselves and be able to break that down. Mm-hmm.
What would you say to this question? Where it says, are you ready to stop living your way? What if they ask you, like, what does that mean? Like, what do I need to do in order to stop living my way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, I'd point them back to that last verse, right? 2 Corinthians 5:15, you no longer live for yourself, but for Christ Jesus, who died and was raised again for you. And so understanding that, then it's kind of like, you know, if they're like, what does that mean? It's like, you know, I think pointing them back to that verse and being like, yeah, so like, I think we begin like learning about if you have the opportunity, if you know them, maybe, or it's kind of different if it's like a random stranger on the plane, but let's say you know this person, right? Like, then you can kind of be like, well, I'd love to give you some resources for you to begin to understand what it looks like to live for Jesus. And if somebody feels equipped to be able to explain what that might be, like just giving them some next steps and things like that too, to be able to begin to, start their walk with Christ. Right. But
a good reminder too, like, able to, like John 3:3, where it's like you're born again, so like you're a baby, so you're not gonna know exactly what to do if you commit. But that's what the resources are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Sure. I like that.
So, yeah, just helping them begin to take those steps and doing those things. So, yeah. Any other questions when it comes to the app or any of that stuff?
I don't think so.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, well, then I would just challenge you guys then to, if you know any other Christians and stuff, just give them this app to be able to start just really using it on their own. And I think the key here is to get this in the hands of as many people as possible, so that way they feel equipped to be able to share their faith too. And so, being able to do that, you can get, especially if it's on campus, you know, get more people on the ministry code, and then be able to, it's encouraging when you see the number going up and you see people sharing the gospel, you know, being able to share testimony, be like, hey, yeah, like, why don't you share with us how it went when you shared the gospel yesterday, things like that. So, being able to build one another up. And then, yeah, I'd also challenge you guys to share using the app, and yourselves, and tell me how it went. I'd love to hear, like, if you have any feedback or how it went when you guys asked the questions and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Sounds good. Cool. So if we decide to, like, use other resources at times and we still want to log the data, would we still just skip to the end of this thing where it gives us that prompt?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you can just go to the conversation part, type the person's name in, and then hit that they accepted.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
You can definitely do that. So, cool. Well, is there anything else?
No, that was it.
All right. Well, I can pray for us and just pray that boldness and pray over the campus even, just that, you know, you guys being influential here can do
that.
That'd
be cool.
So.
Sure.
Okay. Dear Jesus, I thank you for today, and I thank you for allowing me to be here. Lord, I pray that you just give us a boldness and give us the words to say as we're sharing our faith, Lord, that you will give us, open our eyes, and give us eyes to see, to just be able to see those who need you and to be ready to open our mouth and just simply start the conversation, to ask the first question, to be able to truly get to know someone and what they believe, and then be able to share the good news of what you have done for us, Lord. I thank you that you died on the cross for our sins and you took that punishment that we deserve. And so I just pray that we don't keep that gift to ourselves, that we share it with as many people as we can, Lord. I pray that you give us a peace as we are sharing the gospel, God, that we know that you are with us and we know that you have equipped us and given us what we need, Lord. So we are just so thankful for that. So give us peace to do it. Give us the boldness and help us open our mouths in those times of opportunity that you give us all the time. Lord, I pray specifically for this campus, Lord, that because of this influence, Lord, that they will just begin to see lives changed by you and they will begin to see your spirit moving and you at work, Lord. And I pray that my SharePal helps them be able to start these conversations and that they're just able to really make your name known, Lord, and that we just really see multiplication start to happen here, that they share with one person and that person is excited to share with the next, Lord. So I thank you for what they're doing here. I thank you for their heart for you, and I pray that their ministry will continue to just be able to disciple and evangelize and share your good news with people well. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Of course, yeah.
Well, that was it for Jenna's talk about My SharePal and how these students were trained to live their life on mission for Jesus. Jenna is definitely an example of someone who truly stays tethered to Jesus and is able to train others how to share the gospel using this tool that her family created for the church. Hopefully this bonus episode was a blessing to you. Now, dear listener, you're able to have another evangelism tool in your belt to help you share your faith with others in your sphere of influence. I included the links to My SharePal for both iOS and Android in the show notes. Please download the app. It's free. In the next episode, it will be another bonus episode. As a sneak peek, it is a message that was given at a worship night about a certain psalm that is well loved by followers of Jesus. Please stay tuned for this bonus episode. We will see you next time here on Tethered. Have a great day and God bless. Thank you for listening to Tether. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. Please also tap the subscribe button to receive notifications when new episodes are published. You can also follow Tethered on Instagram by clicking on the link in the episode notes. Hope this episode has encouraged you, built you up, and blessed you. To God be the glory. See you next time. God bless.